This is Fresh Air. Jazz saxophonist, flautist, and singer James Moody mostly led his own groups, but also performed with friend Dizzy Gillespie and his bands. Moody made an untold number of records during his 63 years of recording, but jazz historian Kevin Whitehead says he really excelled as a live performer. The centennial of James Moody's birth was in March, and now comes a new live album from his 80th birthday.
James Moody at New York's Blue Note the day he turned 80 in 2005. That club often stages guest star-studded celebrations like the one they threw for Moody. They'd done the same when he turned 70. 80th birthday well-wishers sitting in with the band include brassmen John Faddis, Randy Brecker, and Slide Hampton, clarinetist Paquito de Rivera, and pianist Cedar Walton, but we'll focus on the guest of honor. Early in his career, James Moody played by ear, which helped foster an independent streak. At 80, on Dizzy Gillespie's tune Bebop, he kicks off his solo with a hooting, declamatory figure recalling John Coltrane or field-hollering Texas tenor saxophonist Booker Ervin. Then Moody puts his own spin on that tradition. In 1949, while living in Europe, James Moody recorded a take on I'm in the Mood for Love, which brought him wider attention, especially after singer Eddie Jefferson set words to his solo and made it the song Moody's Mood for Love. Bebop vocalist King Pleasure then made it a jazz hit. For a time, Moody hired Jefferson to sing it with his band before he started performing it himself, like every night. The saxophonist's irrepressible good nature comes out in his rough and ready vocalizing.
Such a funny thing, but every time you need me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so. Very close to you turns me your slave. Come and do to me anything you want to. Anything, baby, to let me connect to you. Toodle-pip-pip-doo-wee. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? White as stars that shine up above us in the clear blue sky.
James Moody was born partially deaf, unable to hear high frequencies. Of his singing, he'd say, I don't have a lisp. It's just that I can't hear S's. Moody's flute work connects his saxophone and singing voice, combining saxistic finger facility with some of his vocal inflections and breathy tone. Here he is on Cherokee, pushed by his regular rhythm trio, pianist David Hazeltine, drummer Adam Nussbaum, and longtime Moody bassist Todd Kuhlman. This music's from James Moody's 80 Years Young, live at the Blue Note, March 26, 2005, from Origin Records. It was a time when an album's CD version got the bonus tracks, but this set's download edition is a half hour longer than the 1 hour compact disc. Download-only tracks include some evening highlights and a couple more guests. On Every Day I Have the Blues, Moody trades off with friend and fellow scat singer Roberta Gamberini. Those download bonus tracks also include Moody's take on Sonny Rollins' calypso, St. Thomas. There he really goes to town, putting his own stamp on a fellow tenor saxophonist's trademark tune. That takes self-confidence and the creativity to justify it. James Moody steams ahead like he could play it for half an hour. James Moody kept recording in his 80s. There's a very good album from 2006 with pianist Hank Jones and a few players heard here. Moody died in 2010 at age 85. At various junctures, he grappled with racism, alcohol, drugs, and depression, and bounced back from all of that. James Moody is fondly remembered with an annual New Jersey Jazz Festival named in his honor.
Jazz historian Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing, Why Jazz and Play the Way You Feel. He reviewed James Moody, 80 years young, live at the Blue Note. If you'd like to catch up with our interviews that you've missed, like our conversation with actress and singer Leslie Uggams on her decades-long career, or with writer Joseph Lee on the history of the Aquinna Wampanoag tribe on Martha's Vineyard, and the challenges faced by indigenous people worldwide, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of fresh air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations on what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, Anna Bauman, and John Sheehan. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Teresa Madden directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.